Another period of walking meditation again. One skillful means in any work, any job, when you have a very big project, is to chop it up into smaller portions, smaller areas. And that's the same idea of chopping the breath up into beginning, middle and end, so that you're re-establishing mindfulness at shorter intervals. Anyway, with walking, I mentioned that monks and nuns will usually have their own walking path and walk up and down rather than walk in a circle as we are practicing. The advantage of walking up and down is having markers for the beginning, the middle and the end of the path, so that if you lose your mindfulness, you have a marker within a few steps to re-establish your mindfulness. Now, on the path and the roundabout here, there are trees planted all the way along the path, and you can adapt those, you can use those as markers for mindfulness. So rather than considering you're walking like the whole circuit, that whole circle of the roundabout, you walk from this tree to the next tree, re-establish mindfulness, and then the journey to the next tree after that. So you're chopping this long walk, 30-minute walk, into short sections marked by trees, which are there just to remind you, are you still present? Are you still being mindful of the sensations in the soles of your feet or not? So that's one kind of tip or kusalubai, wholesome method. So please go downstairs and form the line for the walking meditation.